This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's interesting when sometimes we throw out our let's find us a quarterback, and it inspires folks to call because it just either rubs somebody the wrong way or it inspires them to think one thing or another, and we've been inspiring people today. After discussing, not advocating for by any stretch, in fact, I think no, Malik Willis, who is now a member of the Green Bay Packers after two completely failed years in Tennessee with the Tennessee Titans. Before we get back to it, how has Myles Garrett's trade request and this quarterback class, which we're kind of discussing, changed the Browns' draft plans? Well, our buddies Daryl Ryder, Andy Baskin, who's not here today, discuss the latest on the direction of the organization in their podcast, It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Subscribe to the podcast now, 92.3thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. They're sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution.
Click, click, click.
Neither Dan nor I think Malik Willis would be a guy who conveniently fits into what the Browns might do. We threw him out today because some rumblings out there that the Steelers might have some interest in trading for Malik Willis, who the Packers had to give up all of a seventh-round draft choice for, and perhaps the Jets might have an interest in Malik Willis. Good luck to either one of them.
Yeah. It is a style of football, and maybe it was just because this is what Matt LaFleur watched in Green Bay and said, this is the best way we can maximize this guy is to play this specific style. But it very much was, if you go back and watch Malik Willis, it very much was, okay, we're going to run the ball with Josh Jacobs a whole bunch. We are going to run quarterback designed runs as well.
Mm-hmm.
If he is going to throw, we are going to have those be bootleg defined throws where he knows exactly where to go with the ball and he will play on time. We are not going to have him take three-step drops and five-step drops and read the field and try to decipher what a defense is doing and go from there. It very much felt like point-and-shoot quarterback play where we kept things as simple as humanly possible. And that's the best way that I would describe Malik Willis. It borderline reminded me of watching Service Academy football, which can work in a pinch if you need it to. I just don't know if that style is something that you can go, yes, I will take this with me to the playoffs and success will follow my team and we will play this way and win 10 to 12 games and everything will be grand. I just don't know if that you could do that in the NFL.
Kingston is in Cleveland Heights. Hello, Kingston.
All right, Kingston.
Hey, it's Kingpin, but
oh,
that's okay.
King Sorry, Pin. Kingston, how are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Kingpin.
Thank you, gentlemen. Hey, I agree with you on Malik Willis. There's a reason why he got tossed around. He's not the answer for here. And I think also, if you say Malik Willis, you're also saying the word that nobody wants to talk about, which is rebuilding. And I think that's the problem that the Browns fans have, and that's the problem that Myles Garrett has, is that he doesn't want to go through a rebuild. Well, if you draft a quarterback in the first round, you kind of need that with the cap situation that the Browns are in to get a rookie quarterback on a cheap contract that they can grow and develop. But you're also talking rebuild. If you ask me, and don't get me wrong, I would not spend any amount of time in a lighted room in a dark cave with Aaron Rodgers. But this guy knows how to play. He finished strong with the Jets. things didn't work out there, but the Jets really don't have a strong infrastructure to make things work. He'd be coming in with a contract that you could get him at a veteran minimum, which helps the money situation that the Browns are in. And here's the biggest thing. You can now go back to Miles and say, this is the plan. We're not rebuilding. This is the plan.
I hate to cut you off. Do you think that the Browns have an internal strength of leadership and all of that to bring in the level of, for lack of better terminology, distraction that Aaron Rodgers seems to bring with him?
Challenges. That's another way to put it.
If the Browns can deal with Deshaun, they can deal with anything. They've got the stick.
I mean, that is the off-the-field version of all of those different things. The thing with Aaron Rodgers that people forget, though, is it's not like you're going to take Aaron Rodgers and drop him into Kevin Stefanski's system. You bring in Aaron Rodgers, you are bringing in the Aaron Rodgers old-school West Coast offense. That dog is not learning new tricks. That's what the Jets got themselves into, where they ended up having to hire Nathaniel Hackett, and they had to bring in Randall Cobb, and they had to bring in Alan Lazard, and
all
they ended
up
trading
friends,
for
Davante Adams.
They were talking to David Bakhtiari for a hot minute to bring him in until his knee fell apart. Like, that's
the
thing.
We're talking about all the reasons why not, but do you think the guy can win?
I don't think he showed that last year.
I don't know
year.
If he can anymore.
Yeah, Kingpin, that's the thing. And here's the other thing. If you're Kevin Stefanski and you know you have to get it done this year, if you don't think Aaron Rodgers still has it, or if you think he's going to battle you on things and your first year offensive coordinator, why would you do that?
You know, isn't it something else against Stefanski, though? Stefanski has to be the type of coach that can mold his style to the personnel, not the other way around. For so far, even though people say, we got to keep this guy, it seems that if he doesn't have all the chips lined up just right, he can't seem to make adjustments. I appreciate the call. I'll lift you off the air.
Of course, dude. Absolutely. I appreciate the conversation, and I appreciate you making me think. But, like, the difference between what you're laying out there when it comes to Stefanski and his offense and all that, because, and again, it's just one man's opinion, and what Aaron Rodgers will bring to the table is the fact that, while, yes, I am with you, we talk about all the time, we want Kevin Stefanski to have his guy, develop his guy, and we make it seem like he has an inability to be flexible. Aaron Rodgers played in a system similar when he was with Matt LaFleur, and in that last year, he openly rebelled against the offense. Like,
to the point where it seemed as if he was trying to get LaFleur fired.
You watch him. He is.
They finally come to a big group hug, though.
Right.
Yeah.
But it took him leaving to get to that big group hug. He was openly rebelling. When LaFleur came in and started bringing in some of those Shanahan Kubiak concepts to work into the run game, Rodgers hated it because he didn't want to turn his back to the defense. If it was up to Aaron Rodgers, he would be out of the shotgun every single time, and he would do nothing but stand there and bark out orders, and everybody would have to work off of that. And that's not as much to be a slam on Kevin Stefanski as it is like, this is Aaron Rodgers. This is what Aaron Rodgers does. This is why he is a first ballot Hall of Famer and arguably one of the, gosh, we'll be generous, five best quarterbacks that has ever walked this planet. Like, he's unbelievable mentally. His body isn't where it once was, and I don't know if you can bring a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers in and tell everybody around him, hey, remember everything you've learned? Scrap that. We're going to run the old school West Coast system. You need to pick all of this stuff up. You need to learn every last bit of it. And by the way, here comes a bunch of wide receivers who can't play at the level that Aaron Rodgers wants them to. Oh, and Jerry Jeudy, by the way, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to trust you, so you're not going to get the ball. Like, that's the stuff that Aaron Rodgers does that people forget. He didn't trust Garrett Wilson.
In a year where the Browns have to, I don't necessarily think win 12 games, win 10 games, but obviously make some strides and show, okay, we have this on the right path. I don't think that guy's the right fit here. And I don't think, it, you know, years gone by, if he was still the player that he was, different story. And because he would win games despite things. If he has all of the baggage that comes with him, without the ability that he used to have, that's a bad combination.
It's the scales of justice. Yep. You know, at some point, we hit that level where the talent no longer was worth dealing with everything else.
Right, especially when the Packers had Jordan Love sitting there ready to go.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean's in Cleveland. Sean.
How are you, Sean?
I'm pretty good. How you doing, guys?
We're doing okay. Well, man.
Okay, I was listening to the Morning Boys and Daryl Ryder, and he was saying that the Browns are not a quarterback away. They're not a player away. Same, and Myles Garrett feels like, you know, the team is not going to get better. It's going downhill. But here's my disagreement. Stefanski, they just went to the playoffs 2 years ago.
In other words, there's still kind of a playoff team there?
Yeah. But I feel like it's the coaching staff. After you go to the playoffs, you win 11 games, you let go of Alex Van Pelt. Now, I know Callahan went with his son, the running backs coach, and I don't believe that Stefanski had anything to do with that. I don't believe Stefanski said, hey, we're going to let go of Alex Van Pelt and bring in Ken Dorsey or whatever.
None of us are going to know until the tell-all book is written, man, but I think you're right.
Right. And it's just... if they could go to the playoffs with a quartet of quarterbacks and Joe Flacco, a serviceable quarterback, and you let Stefanski cook, we are one or two players away. It's not like the Browns are just a depleted team with no talent. Stefanski just proved to you 2 years ago, hey, I can get four serviceable quarterbacks and make it to the playoffs. You get them a serviceable quarterback, maybe one or two other pieces, and you let Stefanski cook. Andrew Berry, don't touch the draft. Don't even get on the plane to the draft. I would rather see Stefanski. Just don't even get on the plane, Andrew Berry.
I'll disagree with you on that one. If you really want to solve it,
that's funny.
You hand that man two tickets and you send him to like Puerto Vallarta or to like Spain or Portugal or somewhere really nice and sunny and go, you take care of that. We got you. Don't worry.
And I'm going to let you guys go, and I'm going to listen. The whole point is, I believe that Stefanski showed you 2 years ago, he can get it done. The Browns are one or two players away. You can get a serviceable quarterback, and the Browns can be good. You let go, I believe Alex Van Pelt was paramount in that offense that year, and then you let him go. So, I mean, let Stefanski cook, let him make his draft picks, and see what the guy would do. And as far as Myles Garrett, Myles, we are one or two players away. If we get the right quarterback, serviceable quarterback, and the Browns let Stefanski cook, I believe they'll be okay.
All right, Sean. Thank you very much. That was funny. Here's the thing. I'll play both sides of this. I don't think the Browns are like two players away.
I do not either.
I think what they are away is this: good health on the offensive line first and foremost. A serviceable quarterback. And Sean, I think you're right about that. I mean, and we've talked about numerous guys in Let's Find Us a Quarterback who I think could come in and be that serviceable quarterback while you're developing some young guy. That's the path I'd take. You still need another wide receiver. You need two running backs. Maybe one of them's like Chubb, maybe one of them's not. But you can find two running backs who can come in. You can find another wide receiver. You might have to pay him. And then I think you tinker a little bit with the defense and add some guys. They have 9 draft choices. Problem is, Andrew Berry hasn't hit a lot of the draft choices that he's made here. So the fact that they have nine draft choices doesn't fill me with confidence. I'll be real honest about that.
And rookies are bad.
And rookies are bad, except at one spot. Well, I shouldn't. Let me take that back. There's one spot where they're usually not bad. Running backs.
Oh, that's valid.
Rookie running backs usually come in and do the job.
That's valid.
Fresh legs. Hey, there's the whole go.
That's
it's more instinctful than most positions on the football field.
Good call.
And so they could end up drafting one running back. Mary Kay Cabot told us on Monday, two running backs, and come in and get it done. I honestly think they can fix the running back situation from the third round on. And if they go higher than that, then they definitely have it fixed because they'll draft somebody they think can really play. And there are free agent running backs out there. You can sign some and bring them in. But I think they're more than two guys away. That still said, Sean, I agree with you. It's the NFL. It's the one league where from year to year, you can fix things in a hurry. And I think they have a chance to get that done. Brian Anderson is our buddy who is the Tampa Bay Rays color analyst. He's also the former Guardians pitcher, Indians pitcher, other teams. I wonder what he thinks about a certain team saying, hey, grow that beard. I can't wait to talk to BA about that. He's coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.